Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth. Welcome you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our endeavor always is to come and bring you the truth from a grassroots level. Amen. And to all listeners, call in and share their biblical experience so we can all grow thereby. And the subject is, how powerful is marriage? Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for your word, because we know your word will not come back void. And Lord, you sent your word, and your word become flesh. And you have given us an example, God, how you want us to live and how you want us to work and operate in your world. And we bless you, Lord. We thank you for all things. We ask you now to look upon all the listeners, wherever they might be, their hearts, mind, and soul, O God, and renew them and refresh them. O God, give them a new walk, a new talk, O God, after this broadcast, because as we come together looking to you, we glorify in you, we glorify in your word, and O Lord, we know that your word is the final answer, and your word is the final authority all over the world, wherever it might be. And Lord, we praise you. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen, amen. God bless you wherever you might be. This is a live broadcast. We have been on vacation on and off. Amen. We had a little difficulty sometime. Amen. But that's what it's all about. When you're with Christ, everything works together. Amen. For victory. To let you know God has victory in all circumstances, not one or two circumstances. Amen. Whatever you're in, God can turn it around. He can turn it around. Amen. He can show you, amen, what's going to happen tomorrow, today. Amen. And we are waiting on the promises. We're looking at the promises of what he promised us all. Amen. And through this, we can see, amen, that he will keep his word. After he deliver us time and time again, encouraging us time and time again, amen. And then you know that he's able to do all that he promised. Amen. Some people are capable of doing certain things with others' help. Amen. And their desires. But God is able. Amen. And you have to witness that for yourself. Amen. How he works out things for you. And this is with a question that we came up through the Holy Spirit. And amen. How powerful is marriage? How powerful is marriage? We like to read a couple of scriptures, amen, from the Bible, and we love to run from different translation of the Bible. We always like to start off, excuse me, with the King James Bible, and we believe that it's one of the foundations which derive many other Bibles, but, you know, that's my opinion. Amen, that's my opinion, and I know quite others that really study the scriptures, amen, love other translations, but we know today we have to be very careful, amen, all these different translations, because of the fact that the Word of God is what we live off of. God's Word, amen, what we believe, amen, what he says, and when he said it, we believe it. Looking at the book of Genesis, and we're going to move on to other scriptures. Right now, we want to start off, amen, in the book of Genesis, and the second chapter, Amen. And the Lord calls a deep sleep. Second chapter of Genesis, beginning at the 20th verse. And God gave names to all, Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a help meet for him. And the Lord God called a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God took for man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." That's the King James Version, amen, of Genesis, and we're going to look at the common, amen, the common English Bible, the second chapter of Genesis, and the 20th verse, and the human name all livestock, all the birds in the sky and all the wild animals. But a helper perfect for him was nowhere to be found. So the Lord God put the human into a deep and heavy sleep and took one of his ribs and closed it up flesh over it. With the rib taken from the human, the Lord God fashioned a woman and brought her to the human being. The human said, "This one finally is bone for my bone and flesh for my flesh. She shall be called a woman, because from a man she was taken. This is the reason that a man leave his father and his mother and embrace his wife, and they became one flesh." All right, our issue is, and as we go through and we're striving to start from the basic foundation from the time that Adam and Eve, and notice the two translation here, amen, from the King James Bible, amen, then we had the Common English Bible, and we're going to go to the Amplified Bible, and we want to lay this foundation just before we start into, amen, seeing how powerful of God had set marriage into. You notice the word marriage is not being used. We mean joining of two, amen, but what we found then out, amen, wife, amen, he said husband and wife. Notice here, amen, in the Amplified Bible, and we begin at the 21st verse, so second chapter of Genesis. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and while he slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. And the rib which the Lord God taken from the man, he made, fashioned, formed into a woman. And he brought her and presented her to the man. Then Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken from out of man. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined into his wife, and they shall become one flesh." All right. Let's go to Ephesians. Going to Ephesians now, and we're going to look at the fifth chapter of Ephesians in the Amplified Bible. Amen. And we're looking at the 5th chapter of Ephesians and starting with the 18th verse of Ephesians in the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "Be not drunk with wine, for it is wickedness, corrupt stupidity, but be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by Him, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for all things. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, being subject one to another, reverence for Christ. Wives, be subject unto your own husband as a service of the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife. Christ is the head of the church, himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also wives should be subject to their husband in everything, respecting both their positions as protector and their responsibility to God as head of the house. Husband, love your wife, seeking the highest good for her, and surround her with a care, unselfish love, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he may sanctify the church, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word of God, so that in turn he may present the church to himself a glorious splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she be holy, set apart for God, and blameless. Even so, a husband should, as are morally obligated, to love their own wives as being in a sense their own bodies. Down to the 31st verse, for this reason a man should leave his father and mother and be joined, faithfully devoted to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Now, here's the point we want to get to. And we always thank God for the audience and those in the studio, amen. Because of you and you, we're able to research and bring it down to the daytime, amen. Why the marriage is being constantly attacked, amen, on every hand. Now, number one, those of us that's biblically been studying, and those who have some kind of knowledge of spiritual activities, amen. No one thing that good doesn't like godly things. Other word, put it that way. The other words, put it in a way, amen. The devil don't like God things. He doesn't like things that God had made, things that God had put in place, because of his problem that he had in heaven. According to Revelation 11 chapter, he was evicted from heaven. Ephesians 14, amen, and how he was kicked out of heaven because of the fact that he wanted to take over, amen. He wanted to get jealous. He wanted to take over what God had created, amen. And God evicted him, and he landed here on earth, and saw the creations of God and the work that God had done. Amen. And just tried to destroy the earth. Amen. But the Lord God rebuilt the earth. Amen. And put man in the earth and the Garden of Eden. And through Adam and Eve, he remultiplied the earth to grow, to prosper. Amen. And to be fellowship with God. Amen. But the enemy came in and destroyed through lying and deception. Amen. Attacked man and his family, lied to them, and caused them, amen, to go astray, amen. But Jesus came to restore the truth, amen. But Jesus doing it in a loving manner. We have choices with Christ. Once you understand what Christ is, even though God knows things that are wrong in this earth, but he chooses, amen, to give you a choice because he loves us so much. Love will give you choices even when you're wrong. Love will give you choices. Love will not go over your family, your home, your personality, amen, and be bully you and attack you, amen. But he will, amen, through his instruction, because he knows, number one, man has the ability. Once man chooses something, he cannot be stopped. He cannot be stopped by the devil, and he cannot be stopped by God, because God allow him and respect his choices. Amen. James said, if you resist the devil, God, if you resist the devil, he will flee. If you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. So there's a system, there's an area God respect. Amen. You say, well, why is so much going on? Why are things happening? God allow man to make choices. He loved man, but he know man has the power anytime to turn things around. He know man can turn around, amen, today and say, well, I'm tired of what I'm doing, amen, and I'm going to go to God. Or he can turn around because of the information. Because of the information. We're in an information age. We're in an age of high technology, amen, and through technology and information, amen, and you can see why so much is happening because of this area of communication. And once man decide that he want to, if he's sitting in the car, he decided, well, I'm going to go forward. You put your car in drive, and you take off. If he decide, no, I'm going to stop, I'm going to back up. And you put your brain in reverse, and you back up. But in man's eyesight, the information that he received, he said, well, you know what? I'm going to live the way I know. And you start living that way. But once you get other information, other alternative, and you find, I said, well, you know what? I'm going to reverse what I'm going to do, what I've been doing, because of the fact I find it is harmful to me, amen, or is a blessing to me. So man has the ability and the power. And we should put that in our notes, amen, in discussing this matter. And the man and woman, they too have the ability and the power within them to choose, amen, to choose what direction they want to live. Man and woman, man separately, a man can decide which way he wants to choose because of his thinking and his moral direction. If you say, well, now I'm going to choose to follow after my father. I'm going to choose to live after my mother. Amen. I'm going to choose, amen, to be like my cousin, my uncle. And once he set that in motion, everything else just become repetitious to him. He had that power. He had that power. The power of choice. Amen. We can put in our note the power of choice. And both people come together. Amen. You have more than you have a double. Amen. The power of 10,000, or 20,000. The word says one can chase 1,000, and two can chase 10,000. So we use in marriage, let's say we got 10,000, amen, of power, amen, to fight against the world's situation in a marriage. You have two men and women. You have a man and a woman, amen, and they believe and they stand for whatever they decide to stand for, good, evil, whatever those two come together. They two come together. It'd be like a one tree growing and producing fruit. But it's two, but it's one in God's eyesight. Amen. All right, so here we go. Here we go. We want to go into and tear apart and look at the power according to Scripture or maybe some past experiences that you and your wife or the couples that you know, amen, has given you inspiration by what you've seen marriage before you got married, maybe you're in marriage, maybe you want to share some things God has given you, because this is the way we work here, amen, on Doctrine of Truth. You call this number, 855-236-2252 or 347-215-8816. Amen. If you'd like to go to our website, you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And you can click on, amen, you can click on our page and click on media and go down at the bottom. You can see we're on Facebook, amen, and we live stream. And if you want to support this broadcast, you can also do so, amen, at the bottom of our website, amen. So what we have, those that are just coming in for the first time and want to make a comment, all you have to do is remain on your phone. You just press 1. You don't have to do the more extra dialing. Just press 1 on your phone, amen, and we will not give your name, a number. Our technician will put you in, and we'll just call your last, your area code, and your last 4 digits of your telephone. Now, if you want to give your name, you can, amen, but we're trying to let you know that all the broadcasters are live, but they're being recorded in the studio, and they be reused for Bible studies. People go back to them and listen to the broadcast. Amen. We have many programs over the years that's been recorded that you can enjoy on your own any days of the week. Amen. So if you want to join in, amen, or you can stay right there and listen to the broadcast, amen, and call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Let them know that we are discussing from a biblical point of view. We're not here to put down anyone. We're not trying to attack anyone's belief. But we're working together through God, our Creator, and the Lord Jesus Christ in love to bring some insight, some areas where have never been talked about, amen, being discussed, amen, and you need to talk about it or you want to share about marriage, amen, and what you think about it. All right, we're in the studio now. You can push 1 on your telephone line and we'll be glad to put you in. We always like to say that, you know, be careful of your brothers and sisters, amen, or your friends or cousins that are listening, amen, or strangers, amen, and whereby everybody can share. All right, we have a caller, 954, every code, and the last 4 digits is 4427. God bless
good,
you.
Good evening.
God bless
good
you
evening,
in the studio.
Good evening, Bishop, and God bless the broadcast. You know,
yes,
praise the broadcast and pray for much success for the broadcast. And as usual, it's good to be a part of it. And tonight is a wonderful subject. You know, God instituted, put the institution of marriage together for man and woman. And you said earlier with the verses, God created woman for man and pulled him from man that he might not be alone but have companionship, that companionship that was of his own kind. You know, the Word of God said there's no the most a marriage that's in one accord is the most powerful force in the universe. Not even my arm is more powerful, because God tells us that any two of you that touch and agree, he'll be in the midst. And he won't deny you. He will give those two anything they ask for if they agree and 100% agree. But a marriage couple, now, a man and wife, and I want to be a little careful with wife because I want to make sure that wife is a female.
Right.
And man, you know, is a female. So, you know, and we so politically correct nowadays that I want to make sure everybody understands that a wife is a female. And
mm-hmm.
that wife being a female and that husband, if they in one accord and they're married, God say there's nothing he won't deny them. Now,
mm-hmm.
but to me, it's even more than that. Jesus mm-hmm. told his disciples the greatest thing that he could say to them was to be able to call them friends. Because, see, we use the word friend so loosely nowadays, but it was a powerful term of endearment, so much so that when Jonathan and David became friends, Jonathan stripped himself of all his armor and was vulnerable to David to show that he was his friend and kept the covenant that David did later that they made. But the thing about friendship when it comes to marriage, what I see is, you don't only have a wife. You have a friend. You have a friend when you get married. And that you and that friend go through life together and you share everything. You share the physical, the spiritual, and you become one in Christ. You know, you're no longer individual, but the two of you bond together and come one. And there's no greater pleasure. You know, as you live this life, as you get older, maybe early in your life, you can't appreciate it, but you get some time in, and those of us who have been here four decades or more, we have experienced a lot of things, and we are beginning to understand nothing is greater than the relationship that you have with your wife, your friend. This is what will help take you from day to day, as you study together and become one in Christ Jesus, studying the Word and keeping the Word as your foundation and the source of your household, you find that you have a friend that's more than you can even express in words. I just love the subject tonight, Bishop, and I just love it because marriage is a powerful institution. And it's the marriages that will help keep you whole and keep you from feeling lonely and feeling insecure because you have that other. The Word of God say, if one is by himself and he falls, you don't have anyone to pick him up. But if two are together and one falls, the other one is there to pick him up. I just thank you, Bishop, for this subject tonight, you know.
All right, always. Good to have you. Always, you lay out the foundation for us, and we're going to go to 850-337. 850, last digit, 2337. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you, man of God.
Yes, sir. I was just listening in. It's a beautiful thing to be blessed with a queen, with my wife, you know. And that's what I look at her as, you know, because I was just reading right here in Ephesians where it says, so man ought to love their wives as they love their own body. That they love their wives, love himself. For no man would yet hate his own flesh, but nourish it, care for it, even as the Lord loved the church. So, you know, my body is a temple. And if I keep my temple sacred only to my wife and enjoy my wife, it ain't nothing that we can't do together. It ain't nothing that I can't tell her. It ain't nothing that I have to withhold from her. So God blessed me with a special mate. And I can only know that it's from God because God had to send them to you. And as I pray, and we pray together, and we read together, we study together, we talk every day, And I never had nobody that I could really share stuff like that with. You know, before I met her, I was by myself. I was tired. I probably felt like Adam did.
Okay.
And God saw I was lonely, and he blessed me with somebody.
Okay.
And it's just truly a blessing. And, you know, when I look in there, again, when it says, well, a man ought to submit himself and be of good courage. Said, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he that save it of the body. Therefore, as the churches are serving to Christ, so let the wives be to their husband, and their husband everything to their wife. So, you know, when I look at my wife, I look at a queen. And I thank God for her. And I wouldn't do nothing to her that I wouldn't do to myself. Yeah, like I tell, I tell people all the time, you don't know what where a person been with them shoes on until you get in them shoes. And
yes,
then if you got a good pair of shoes, you want to keep them on. Because you got good wife, you know, one that will help you. A helpmate right beside you to constantly, like the gentleman just said, the previous speaker, to help you if you fall, to stand beside you when you're weak. You never know when you might fall sick. And you know you got the right one, that God done sent you the right one, because wherever you at, there they are too. And it's a blessing. And I love my wife. She's right here looking at me.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless
you.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
All right. We thank God for the wonderful comments. And amen. In another couple of minutes, we're going to, amen, see why the enemy want to attack marriage. Amen. There's a great warfare against marriage. Great warfare. And the enemy he sees what marriage can do. Not only chase a thousand, but when two get together and in a loving manner and a loving understanding of each other, amen, and pray out to God, amen, for the children, amen, for the community, for any grandchildren, amen, for each other, amen. That's an avenue for God to reach in, because God set up the institution. He the one brought it forth, amen. He the one caused it to prosper, and because of those two human beings. Look at the billions of people here. Amen. Just because of what God, that's why when God said it was good, it was very good. Amen. So the powerful unit of it is a dangerous thing, like an atom bomb against the devil. Amen. He just shiver and shake when he see good couples being together, not only being together, but for years to come together, how to iron out things and, amen, and to talk over things and share, because of the fact the enemy want to bring. All right, we had area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. Amen.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank God for you. Listen to the program tonight and just a few things I want to say, because this is an interesting subject to me. But the Lord reminds me all the time that marriage is an act of the spirit. It see, it makes a man whole, you see. And there's a lot of difficulty when you get hold of somebody that opposes you, you see. Now you can say physically because of the license or what have you, but that's bad. See, that's why I think it was Paul that was saying concerning being unequally yoked, because
right.
it's a spiritual matter, you see. And that's what really pleases God, you see, when two people come together agreeing, you see. It creates, the two can create such a presence with God that God will move for them. See what I'm saying? And this manner of what I'm speaking is Adam had a loneliness and he solved it by marriage. You see?
Okay.
And so what we're looking at here is when God solved his problem. See, he solved his problem, but then it brings in a problem. So that's why you got to have the third man. You got to have Jesus. You see that both of you are bowing. You understand, at the master's feet. So that's what causes a whole lot of discord when the man desire to please God. And the woman desires to have more luxury or something, better this and better that, you see. Both has to agree, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Both have to stick with it. And then remember, the woman is not made to be rough and rugged.
All right.
She was made to be held. And the softness of a texture in a skin, you understand, it's put in her for the man. But through the Spirit, it's a command, like Paul said, let every man, every woman have her own husband, and every man have his own wife. See, he was trying to let us know that God commanded this thing. So he wrote to the Hebrew there. He says, now, marriage is honorable, and the bed is undefiled. He said, but adulterers, you know what that is, and whoremongers, you know, God himself shall judge. So originally, it's a powerful thing because God watches over marriage closer. You understand? He watches closer, and I believe in our salvation. Amen. That's why he told us, he said, husband, you love your wife like Christ loved the church, you see, and gave himself for it. Because this marriage thing come from heaven. It was God's idea to create that woman for us. You get what I'm saying? Now, there's a whole lot of breakdown. But this, why the world is suffering so much, Bishop, and so much bad weather and so much storms and so much strange stuff is happening. The children are getting caught in the wrong place. I believe it because you got two females trying to do what? Live together. They're trying to what? They're trying to soothe one another. And which is totally erroneous in the eyes of God. And this is what the world is doing. And I listen, I'll be careful by how I talk, but I will talk it because it's true, you see. And God wants people that go honor him in marriage. Take care of your children. You understand? He give you a raise on your job to take care of your children. So ain't no such thing you have too many children. But anyway, that's what I want to say. It's a spiritual matter. And when God promises, he never breaks his promise. And I thank God for him because, boy, he'll open my eyes. I'm going to tell you something. You talking about ignorant. But I thank God that he received it. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. Very good, Dad. I caught some glimpses of some things. As always, we thank God for all the men and women of God. Those who listen, it's a spiritual thing, and that's why, amen, we're going to have to hit on this a little bit before we get off the air. Amen. The enemy, he is bringing forth all these legions of demonic powers against generations and against the universe. Amen. It was a time where you get drunk off of beer, we go bury some grapes in the ground, and, you know, we thought that was really going. Amen. But now the drugs and the alcohol and all of this now coming against the human race. Amen. If he can, and he's not trying to tackle things and naturally coming right at the first institution that God made, marriage. Because if he can knock down marriage, amen, break up that'll stop the human race from reproducing, amen. When the husband and wife come together, they can tear up 10,000 legions, amen. One can pray, yes, it's good, amen. But when husband and wife, amen, the real husband and wife, amen, can touch the old foundation, back to the old foundation, to say, well, Lord, we want you to shut down this community from all the demonic pressures. Amen. Because you know what's going on in your community. Amen. Lord, we know what's attacking my family. Honey, let's sit down and pray over it. Amen. So it's a powerful thing. When the enemy attacks something, it's powerful. It's trying to shut down. Amen. And it's by knowledge. It's by knowledge to know. Amen, that we can win this thing. God has given the tools to man. He's given them to the church. Even Jesus said he's coming back at his bride. He's coming back at his bride. Amen. All right, we're moving right along. There's many revelations we can get out of this. Amen. But knowing, amen, talking to God is great. Talking to God is great. Those of you jumping out say, well, I'm going to give myself and let God handle it. I'm not going to marry. Amen. God, look at you. He knows. He knows the one that really needs someone. Needs somebody physically. Amen. He knows. Don't let no one tell you don't need this. You don't need that. You need Jesus. God walked with Adam and Eve in the beginning. Amen. And God looked at him and he said, well, no, this young man needs somebody. Amen. He need to touch something in the natural. Amen. He need to look at situation in the natural, which open him up to what I'm about. Amen. God want to bless you here on this earth to open up your understanding of what he made and how he made it. Amen. Yes, we're going to heaven. Yes, we're going, amen, to a new place and golden streets. But right now, amen, he wants you to have that, amen, that happiness now in him. And he wants you to have that victory. Long-suffering is victory in Christ. Amen. Long-suffering is victory in Christ. All right. This is one of my pet subjects. I don't want to stretch out too much on it. Amen. But there is a wife is a reproduction position. In the spirit, naturally, and physically. For the, all right, 954-4427. God bless you, 954.
God bless you, Bishop. I've listened to everyone tonight. It is a powerful thing when you have a wife that is with you. I mean, that y'all going to study the word together, and you sit there and you just spend quality time speaking on the word, and it's an even more powerful thing for a man. I think it's the biggest boost to his ego when his wife is looking to him to help her to understand the word. It's an encouraging thing. And if you've been studying the word by yourself, but when you get a wife, it takes you to a whole nother level. You seem like your strength is increased beyond the words that you can express, because you no longer are studying it to yourself, but you're sharing it with the person who you're sharing life with. And the more you share it, it seems like the more confidence you have, and you get the boldness and the words seem to just come on you in it. Hey, my wife is in one accord with me. And this is what the Lord wants all to be one in Christ. So a husband and wife, that's what, when they get married, that's what they're looking to do anyway, to become one. And so if they want to come one in the natural, and then they take that thing to the next level when they begin to study the word together and begin to pray together, now they're moving now, bitch, into an area wherein that the Holy Spirit is going to totally take control over them. And as they go along, they can be in such harmony that whether they together, whenever they are apart, they will still feel the oneness, because they already spiritually one. And that's something that you could never, ever know by being by yourself. You have to have a wife to know that.
All right. We want to touch on leadership. That's what the elders saying. Paul was saying also that with a man, if he can't rule his house, he can't rule the church. Now, the church has many problems, and you see the letters that Paul had written, amen, to the church, to Titus and all of them. Amen. So marriage has those type of issues and problems sometimes itself. Amen. So if a man knew how to work out things between his sons and his daughters, and amen, the disagreement between him and his wife, and they sat down, Isaiah said, you know, come now, let us reason together, Isaiah 1:18. Amen. Because the Lord hit me with one time, God's people need to know how to negotiate. All these countries, before we go into a big war, they always send out an ambassador to sit down. Amen. We need to kind of sharpen our tools on negotiating. Amen. So that there's no such thing, you're not going to have a problem, you're not going to have an issue. You will. Amen. I met many men. Amen. I said, well, you know, I had to walk away. I had to do this. You know, in-laws came in, or the neighbors came in, or something came up. But they know how to work it out. They know how to iron it out. Amen. So you will. There will be some difficult times. Amen. And the enemy, he strives for that, especially those that will be in leadership. You have to work, know how to address problems, because there are many people coming in to church from different backgrounds and different nationalities and different doctrines. Amen. Especially you might marry a wife, you really love her, but she came out of a doctrine or maybe a cult. And when you got together, you all sit down and study the word. Amen. She got saved, came to Christ through the Holy Spirit. But you still have to know how to address some things. So leadership is one of the schools that the elders had, say when a man knew how ordination come around, he know how to rule his house, amen, then he know how to work with the church. All right, we're getting ready. We can take about two or three more calls. Amen. Those of you that listen, we thank God for the studio. Amen. And those that just listen for the first time, you can press one on your phone. Amen. Keep your phone on. Or you listening now, amen, through the speaker. And if you press 1, that will, technician will put you in. And you can go right ahead and give your comments, dreams, a question that maybe you would like to share. Amen. And it's good to talk to someone. Amen. It's good to talk to someone out of the family if you have difficulties. Amen. You will have difficulties. Christ had all the churches. in the book of Revelation, all the churches had some positions. And God, through the Holy Spirit, told us, he said to the angel of the, you done well. You done well in a lot of these things. But it's one thing I got against you. Amen. Use God. Use that platform. Let a person know when they're doing good. They're doing well. Amen. Just don't knock them down and kick them around and accuse them. And that's what the devil uses, a lot of accusing, a lot of fault finding. Amen. When you find your mate going through that, pray for and pray for him and just step away a while. And you know that's the enemy coming up. Amen. Trying to break up things. Amen. For a season, he'll come in and try to attack and find a way through the children, through the job, through the community. Amen. I think we had another caller. Amen. Area code 305-4271.
Hey, yes, Bishop, sir. I like what you're saying there. I thought I had to chime back in there because, you know, I'm finding out that the way God architect this thing is that you're a man, you got to learn how to humble yourself. Oh, you're a man. You're still a man. You ain't weak at all. But his strength makes you bring you down so that you listen to your wife. Because they all can do some things that can sting you pretty good. But see, God said what? Humble yourself. Listen at her. You see what I'm saying? And most folks that I know, especially ladies, they are very intelligent. And you notice the intelligent ones are very quiet. They listen because they'll win out what you're saying. You see what I'm saying? But today, especially if you can't rule home, I heard you said it, Don't try to church. Old ministers, they to me was in a different order because there were a lot of problems there. But sometimes they would act like, you understand, we got to pray and get this thing right. They bring you together with God in prayer. You see what I'm saying? And not depending on the intellect. And lastly here, I think this is what happened with so many different translations, you see. I was looking for an answer, Lord, what's the deal here? But see, in the old King James, it lacked a lot of men's understanding, you see.
All right.
It calls you to what? Look for the understanding. It calls you to say, Lord, I don't understand. It's no even sign. But see, God will meet you. And there are some good translations that furthers your not knowing. But a lot of them has men intellect. They have changed the direction of what the scripture is saying. And they're adding things in, you understand, to so-called make it simple. But when you're dealing with God's word, it's not to be changed, it's to be understood. Now, if you look at the King James, you look at another version, keep your mind on what the subject is saying. You get what I'm saying? And I find that you get real joy. The word will bring joy to you when you get the understanding and you look at it. So this is what I'm offering. You know, read your translation, but let the Holy Ghost lead you. You see, because the translation will lead you into a place that you say, "Now, nah, the world I got here." You get what I'm saying? So that's what I want to say. I find that we have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. If you want Him to use you, if you want Him to whip people out the temple like Jesus did, you got to humble yourself. And boy, the anointing will come on you, and you can work it. Thank you, Bishop.
All right, I had a little chuckle there because I remember reading in Peter. Peter said, "Husband, don't be bitter with your wives. Don't be bitter with your wives." And sometimes, amen. Those of us that know, amen. Sometimes things can be a little off the track, amen. But very good, very good. We and wives, amen. Honor and reverence your husband. Amen. All of us got our subject matter that we master, but we have to put them together and get the best results, amen, that will be workable. And that will bring to the church, the leader, got to put things together and come up with a workable solution. Amen. Everybody got different views, but we can put them together with the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a powerful thing. Amen. And the enemy try to get people to argue at each other. Amen. And get upset. Amen. And all of that, those type of situation. There are seasons in marriage. Amen. Times and times goes on. All right. We can take one more caller. Amen. 850-2337. Go right ahead.
Yeah, once again, I'm here listening, and I'm always thinking of a better way to treat my wife or to be faithful,
right.
You know, because God has showed me favor, and he has showed me favor by, because, you know, I used to always look for anything but the biblical part when I was younger, until I broke down and said, Lord, send me somebody. Give me somebody who loved me and I love them for who we are, for what's in our heart. Because, you know, the battlefield is in your mind. But when you got somebody, this is how I know I got the right mate. I can be thinking about something to eat for them.
All right. You got
and I
mentioned
it to my wife, and she said, you know what? I was just going to fix that. That's just something,
okay,
you know, to think about.
All right.
And it's a blessing.
All right. Okay, very good, very good. Amen. We want to get into prayer. Prayer for all of those, amen, are listening, having turmoil and problems with the marriage, as well as those that don't know if they want to marry or not. Amen. Love grows. Love grows. Amen. Go right ahead on, man of God. Go ahead. You still in the air? Go right ahead and give us a short prayer.
Father God, once again, we ask for your permission to live on this earth. Lord, we pray for our wives. We pray for our wives to be. Lord, we pray for our church family. We pray for this broadcast, the bishop, his wife, and the many, many people that made this vision possible and made this day possible. I thank you for encouraging words on this Thursday night, uplifting words, loving words, kind words, fruits of the Spirit. Lord, we need more of this. We pray for some more Jesus, some more love, some more time, some more patience, some more long-suffering, and all the goodness, Lord. Bless our wives in their respective places. Lord, let us show them the love as we love ourselves and as we love the church. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we ask you for these prayers and all prayers. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
God bless you all that are listening. Amen. We're closing out on agreement prayer wherever you are. Amen. We know it may have been bombarded. Amen. And we know, but you got the victory. You got the victory through Jesus Christ. You're in a powerful position if you come in Christ. Love does grows. There are seasons in Christ. Those that are going through health problems and the wife standing there being a caretaker, God bless you. And the husband that have to take all the bills, God bless you. The single parent, amen, you're doing a great job. Grandparents, amen, you're the anointed one in this time and area, amen. You're holding together, amen. Father, we thank you for each and every one, amen, that's holding the families together. Oh, God, we rebuke Satan in the hand. We're all in agreement that he will not prosper. Weapons can go up, and amen, but, Lord, you can take the bullets out of the weapons. Oh, God, you can take the stain out of the fire. Oh, God, you can add money and prosperity and add jobs. And Lord, we bless you now. We ask you to touch all our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray in Jesus the Christ. We pray under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray. God bless you. Next time. We love you. Bishop Poole.